Now, most of us want to look our best as far as is humanly possible. And let's face it, most so-called beauty products can cost an arm and a leg. Help is at hand, though. Joined on the line now by editor of Stellar magazine and Selbridge woman, Kirsty McDermott. Kirsty, you're welcome to the programme.
Hi there.
It turns out that possibly something our mothers and grandmothers and their forebears would have known is that there are an awful lot of beauty hacks and remedies in your kitchen cupboard.
There are actually, and there are a lot of new ones I think our grandmothers and mothers wouldn't have known actually, which have probably come from new school beauty products. And that's a much more interesting approach, I think, because I think we've all been through the, you know, the kind of oats and the real sticky eggs and the beer and all those kinds of things and been a little bit disappointed. So there's kind of a new way to look at it now, I think, which is a bit more interesting. So I've kind of looked at products that exist and then gone back to the kitchen and looked at what you can actually do to recreate them.
So you've reverse engineered them, essentially.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And what have you come up with, Kirsty?
So I think the biggest thing in home beauty at the moment is turmeric, which is a curry spice. And this is making massive waves online with people who are using it to make masks with. And it's basically an anti-inflammatory ingredient. And it has loads of antioxidants in it. It's antiseptic and antibacterial, so a bit like honey in that way. So you can actually use it with water, put it on your face, or you can mix it with other things. Like you could mix it with honey or you can mix it with oats. And it's supposed to be good if you have inflamed skin, so maybe a bit of redness, maybe a little bit of acne scarring, that kind of thing, and it will calm your skin down. And Kiehl's, for example, would have a product that uses turmeric in it to improve radiance.
Just a health and safety warning. Does turmeric come with the caveat that if you use far too much or leave it on too long, you may come out a different colour?
Absolutely. And I would say for anything like this, like absolutely be really careful with anything that you make, and absolutely don't leave it on for any length of time. 5 minutes would be really enough with anything like that. But yeah, you could, because it's orange, so you could actually end up with a very bright Oompa Loompa face.
And who wants to look like Donald Trump?
Well, absolutely. Not even Donald Trump, I wouldn't think.
And the great thing about turmeric is you can buy own brand versions of that
in
most of the supermarkets for in or around a euro.
Yeah, it's really cheap. You can probably pick that up in the budget supermarkets as well. It's a really cheap ingredient and nothing special needs to be done to it particularly. And most people probably have some lurking in their kitchen cabinet somewhere from that curry they made once, you know, that kind of thing. It's the sort of thing everybody tends to have. So yeah, give it a whiz. And there's loads and loads of information about it online as well. If you're slightly unsure about what you should do, what sort of measurements and that kind of thing, definitely look it up.
Now, you touched on honey there, and again, we're not talking the absolute top dollar Manuka honey that version here that's like 20 euro.
Mm-hmm. You can use that though as well.
Oh,
I think
if you
that's
like.
Kind of the one that you sort of get people recommending. But yeah, I mean, honey is also antibacterial, and that's probably why it's been such a folk remedy for so long, and people use it all the time to soothe skin. So definitely honey. I think the thing about honey is it's sticky. That's why people don't like to use it. But you can mix it with loads of different things. You can mix it with olive oil, stick it on your hair, and these are the kind of things people do, and then they try it once and they think, I'm not doing that again. But honey is brilliant, actually. It's one of those things that's very, very moisturising. And it can be really good if you've been out in the sun and you've gotten a really, really, you feel very windburned or something like that. Yeah, honey is brilliant for something like that because it's nourishing, it's moisturising, and it's also antiseptic. So honey, great ingredient.
That's you mentioned that the innate messiness involved, and that's something we need to keep in mind in using an awful lot of these home concoctions.
Yeah, that is true.
You know, the ones that are developed in labs are developed to our consumer tastes as they are now, and they're in a highly processed form. So there is a little bit of a knack to getting used to making your own beauty products at home.
Yeah, there definitely is, and I think that's the thing that puts people off, actually. A lot of what sells a beauty product to people is packaging, but it's also what resells it is the touch of it and the actual feel of how, you know, the consumer experience, just how lovely it felt. So I think maybe something sticking your hands into raw eggs isn't actually very lovely. So that's probably where sometimes home remedies can fall down. But there's lots of other ones. And another one actually is enzymatic fruits, which is, I think, something people would never think of using at home. But things like papaya, pineapple and kiwis all contain enzymes which you can use to exfoliate your face.
Oh.
And like Elemis, for example. example, would have spa treatments based around that, which would be a lot of money. So you can do that at home. They will gently, very gently, take off, you know, a very fine top layer of your skin. That does not leaving you like Kim Cattrall in Sex and the City, but just very gently exfoliating. And that can be sort of something you could do at home quite easily. You just mush up the pulp of the fruit, put it on your face, and that would be something you could do at home quite easily. And it would be a lot less messy than honey.
And there's a couple, I suppose, of more old school ones, Kirsty, that people may not be very well aware about it. We all know about coconut oil, and sure, it's the most amazing thing ever in the history of the world. Have noticed, actually, that since people have started using coconut oil for things other than cooking, it's become incredibly expensive in some supermarkets.
Yeah, I think this is just one of these things, isn't it? It's consumer demand drives price. And you find that with a lot of things. You know, something starts off as a cult kind of product. It's cheap and all of a sudden the world is buying it and then it's really expensive. And it is one of those things where consumer demand really does dictate how much we'll pay for things. But I think you can still get it quite inexpensively if you shop around. You can definitely pay a lot of money for it too.
Which seems ridiculous given that it's probably essentially the same product. I think most people would use coconut oil for their hair or the skin on their face. There's another caveat if you're using coconut oil for your hair though, and that's don't let it near your scalp.
Yeah, it can be quite clogging in your pores and that kind of within your follicles. But I think the other thing about coconut oil is there's a couple of methods of pressing it, and that can depend on that can affect the price as well. But there's definitely some really good brands out there, and I suppose also the the multifunctionality of it as well. It can't be underestimated. You know, you can take your makeup off with it, and you can bake cookies with it. That's there's not too many products you can say that for.
No. Another one that is really great and is multifunctional as well is olive oil. And with both coconut oil and olive oil, if you're not eating it, it doesn't matter how much you pay for it.
No, I think that's completely true, actually. I think it really is, because obviously, you know, you don't care what the flavour is. You care about the actual benefit of it. You know, how it makes your skin feel, or how soft it leaves your hair, or how your cuticles, you know, are after it. So, yeah, that's very true. Yeah.
Also, a cracking scrub if you really need one for the body is olive oil, sugar and a touch of salt. It takes 4 minutes and then your skin feels like a baby skin, which is great. Any other tips for us, Kirsty?
Yeah, yogurt is another really good one. I think active yogurt in particular, because the lactic acid in it is really fantastic. And I think this is something a lot of people probably wouldn't be aware of. It's a similar effect to maybe to the enzymatic fruits I mentioned there a minute ago. But you can also use it to take off fake tan, because it'll eat through that first layer of skin. So if you have a really bad fake tan and you want to get rid of it quick, try a big thick layer of quite active yogurt, and it will definitely help. It can be really, really good for a burn as well. So that's a really good home remedy, actually. Just plain yogurt. I mean, don't be putting any fruits of the forest on yourself there. just plain natural yogurt. I would say that most of the more live it is, the better, because it's going to have the more active content. And that is really, really good. You can mix that with olive oil for a mask, and it would actually hydrate while it brightens your complexion too. So there's actually tons of things. Your fridge is really a minefield if you choose to use it that way.
Kirsty McDermott, editor of Stellar Magazine and Selbridge native, thanks for joining us and for saving us a few bob.